Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Oli Simai, as a schus for Zivig, Yaakov, Aaron, Ben Rochel, for Shlema, Yom, Ben Sora, Mordechai, Ben Sora, Lilui Nishmas, Malkobas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Yov Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren, Ben Moshe, Isha Gittel Bas Rab Elias Manoach, and Isha Hena Bas Reb Tzvi Hirsch. At the very beginning of the Chovas HaLevavos in the Shara Bitochen, it makes a very bold statement. And I think that statement can lead us to a very practical tachbula, a very practical skill, technique, strategy to be able to deepen and further our bitochen. It basically says right at the beginning that a person who doesn't put his trust in Hashem perforce is trusting someone else, something else. And when a person puts his trust in anything else other than Hashem, Hashem says, okay, we'll let that entity be the one that helps you, and he, in a certain sense, steps back with the extent of his personal hashkoch. I don't know how much, and I don't know what that means, but something like that happens. And what's interesting, he says, if a person doesn't trust Hashem, he perforce must be trusting something else. Sounds like that everybody trusts. We couldn't function for a moment on this world unless we trusted. We wake up in the morning, we trust that we could sit up on the bed. We trust that we could stand up. We trust that we could move. We trust that we could walk. We trust that we could see. We trust that we could put on our clothing. We trust every moment, every minute. We're trusting that the car will start. We're trusting that the car will get us where we have to go. We're trusting that we'll have food to eat. We're trusting that the food is not going to hurt us. It's going to help us. It's going to be good. It's going to be, everything is trust. I trust that I'll have another breath after this breath and another breath after that. We live a life of trust. And the critical question is, in whom or in what are we putting that trust? And there are two options. One option is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Kol Yochel. He's the Hashgach HaProtis. He's the Melech Malchei HaMlochim. He's the Adon HaKol. He's the Malbish HaRumim, the Pekeach Ivrim, and the Matir HaSurim, and the Zekif Kefufim, and the Mechim HaSadei Gover, and the Mavir Sheinon, and the Yisrael Yoev Koyach, and the Goyim HaChasodim, and the Tevelam Yisroel. He's the one who's nifli sechvatei v'secho shabacholeis every moment. He never withholds his rachamim. His chesed is never ending. And because of that, me'olam kivinu loch. So we can either trust Hashem on every step, on every breath, on every moment, every function, everything that happens in our lives, or we can put our trust in something else. Nature, anything, forces, business prowess, intelligence, human strength, strength of others, the doctor, the dentist, the lawyer, the anyone, even the Mevorech, when we ask for a bracha, it's so critical to put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mevorech is only a shliach, and never to forget, because the line between shliach and baldover is very thin. As the Viri says, al tiftuch min nedivim, don't trust nedivim, but in chachomim you could, because the chomim will be madrich you in the ways of bitoch of Hashem. The nodiv will say, come, you need help, I'll be happy to help you. The Chochem will say, Derei b'shtevet I help, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. As I mentioned here many times, someone went to the youngest son-in-law of the Priska Rav, the Yankel Shif, and asked for a brocha. And finally, after whatever, agreeing finally on one condition, that if the brocha is makuyim, you thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and not me. There's such a danger of losing the distinction between the shliach and the baldover. We have to be constantly focused. We're putting our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not in our prowess and not in our intelligence and not in our education and not in our wealth and not in our doctors and not in our lawyers and not in the pilot and not in the driver and not in the baker and not in the not in anything. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it occurred to me that according to the Chinuch, that if one doesn't put trust in Hashem, he must trust Bezulas or something else. And of course, then the consequences are dire because Hashem says, okay, let's see what your other trust can do for you. If we can find the ability to negate the other factors, to make Birchas HaShachar every morning and say, Hashem is Pekech Ivrim. There is no power to see. There is no power to open our eyes. If not for Hashem doing it, and as the Altam Slavotka says, every single moment, every single second, Hashem is doing it for us, just as he did in Mitzrayim with such Ashkocha Protis. Then I can't trust in my power. I can't trust in my personal abilities. I can't trust in my koyach to sit up or to stand up or to walk or to do anything. There's nothing to trust. There's no teva in the world. There's no power in the world. Nobody has any power. I have no power. And the more that I can negate the forces and substitute for them the reality that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I can develop bitochen. Because the Chavis Alboa seems to say everybody has to trust something or someone. And the more that I can take away the alternative trusts that leads me closer and closer to focus on the Ein Oid Milvadoi, there is only one to trust, and that, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've told the story here before, but I'm very fond of this story. A friend of mine once sent the yeshiva donation from Los Angeles of $25,000. And that day it was critical that I put that money in the bank. I sent it with FedEx. FedEx, the most reliable of the courier services. I waited till 3 o'clock when the bank was closing and it didn't come. I remember calling my wife, complaining, FedEx works for everybody except for me. And she says, the whole day you didn't think once about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You were relying and waiting and trusting the FedEx. Well, Hashem put you in the hands of the FedEx, and you see what that happened. There was a snowstorm someplace down south, and that day they couldn't deliver everything. So, and that's so true. I'm thinking, is there FedEx? Okay, FedEx is coming. What FedEx? There's no FedEx. The Navarticus had it right. Nishtokin Teva. There's no Teva. There's no FedEx. There's no doctor. There's no lawyer. There's no education. There's no koyach. There's no anything. And the more I can focus that all of these forces have no koyach, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are shluchim, harbei shluchim lamokim, but they're all shluchim lamokim. When I open my eyes, I am the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open those eyes. It's because he so decrees and he so makes it happen. And if that's the case, then I have to trust Hashem, because I have to trust something. That's the Chavis Alboa says. And there is nothing else to trust because they have no power. So the only thing left is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that creates a whole different attitude in life. So I thought that we really have to begin to see through the false assumptions that we make in life. To see through the physical prowess that we have, the mental capabilities that we have, the business acumen that we have, the medical training that we have, the capability to do anything, to mow the lawn, whatever it may be, to write, to speak, to drive, to eat, to have what to eat. All of this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we realize once the human being who must trust something, as the Chovas HaLevavos says, and he realizes that this he can't trust, there is nothing to trust here, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can enhance our ability to put true trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very, very strong and meaningful way. And I've also told the story, forgive me, but you know, we were doing this for a long time, and anyway, I don't really run out of stories. I guess run out of short-term memory of stories, and the long-term ones are easier to remember. But my father-in-law, Zichrono Livracha, told me that the Briskerov told him that every Rosh Chodesh, when he gives out the chalukah, he dispenses his stipends to his koil and the like, he never knows where the next month is going to come from. And if ever he thought of someone, it never works out. And I told my father-in-law that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting the Rav, was a tremendous Baal Bitocha, a tremendous Oyved on the Midas HaBitocha, he's protecting him from a Michshol in Al Tiftuch Ben Adivin. Because if it ever would work out, the one he's thinking about, then he would think, oh, I have my person, I have my money, I have my donor. And the line there is so easy to forget that the donor is only the Shliach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Tova. But if every single month, whenever he thinks of a person, that person never works out, and he doesn't have that Messiah. And I know it has nothing to do with people. There's no donors. There's nothing. There's Ein Oid Melvadoi. And therefore, I have to put my trust totally and completely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to, one by one, not all at once, but one by one, begin to see through the facade of the powers that we rely on, and recognize and see through it all and realize that it's Ach Barak, only the other Shem. And that will force us, that will catapult us, according to the Chovas HaLevavos' concept, into a state of Bitocha Hashem, which is, of course, the ultimate, as he himself writes, the greatest goal, the sublime Menuchas HaNefesh, and the ability to achieve so many of our heart's desires.